Hey, welcome to this week's podcast, recorded live at Planet Shakers Church, Melbourne, Australia. For more details, check out planetshakers.com.
Breakthrough. It's a year of breakthrough and glory. So I want to talk to you about breakthrough a little bit, and we've been talking about it all year. But the first thing I want you to know this afternoon is breakthrough is our spiritual inheritance. Inheritance. You know, breakthrough is, you don't just get breakthrough, you have breakthrough because you're born into breakthrough. When you're born again, you're born into breakthrough. In Matthew 1, 3, it's the lineage of Jesus and it says, Judah was the father of Perez. Perez wasn't a Mexican guy in Mexico somewhere. It's, even though we love Mexicans, we love Latinos, hola. Any Latinos, any South Americans in the place? Let me see you. Let's see some salsa dancing from you all right now. Perez, Judah was the father. So Judah, names means praise, was the father of Perez. It's the first time in Scripture where you see breakthrough or bursts out. And Perez was the son of Judah. Now, Judah was Perez was born in a pretty complicated situation. His father, Judah, slept with Judah's daughter-in-law. Judah's daughter-in-law, one day when she was dressed up as a prostitute, he didn't know. He obviously had bad eyesight. And didn't even recognize her. And so she gets pregnant through a out-of-marriage situation. Talk about messed up. Now, Tamar's husband had died. And so it's a messed up situation. But out of a messed up situation, God births breakthrough. You know what I love about that? Doesn't matter what your situation is, God can break through. Because it can start out of praise. Praise can be there, but you can get into a messed up situation, but God can burst through and birth a breakthrough. And here's a good thing about, see, Tamar had twins, Perez and Zerah. Now, Zerah was coming out first, but Perez, he must have been competitive, held back Zerah, and he came first. It actually was, it shouldn't have happened that way, but there was something about Perez that wanted to break through. So in Matthew 1, 3, we see that Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah, but then it goes down the lineage, and then verse 16, Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary gave birth to Jesus, who's called the Messiah. So breakthrough came down the physical lineage to Jesus. But not only does it come down our physical lineage if Jesus lives in us, but it comes through our spiritual lineage. And watch this. So when Perez was being birthed, Zerah was coming first and Perez came out first. But breakthrough came first. That's what Perez's name means. Zerah name means dawning, rising or brightness. You see, you need a breakthrough before the dawn comes. You need a breakthrough before you rise into a new level. You need a breakthrough before the brightness is revealed. And God in the natural does it in the spiritual. I'll bring breakthrough to create a new dawning in your life. I'll bring a breakthrough to see you rise to new levels. I'll bring a breakthrough to see you step into a place of revelation and brightness. You see, breakthrough is birth and then revelation comes. Romans 8 says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Whoa! I don't know if that makes you excited, but if you're Latino, Hispanic, you'd be like, well, you'd be dancing right now. If you're from Africa, you'd get a little dance on. If you're white Australian, you'd jump like a kangaroo. If you're Asian, you would kamsa hamada huda huda. you're Italian, you just cry all the time. I don't know. I'm only joking. But the Spirit of Jesus, who was raised from the dead, lives in you. Just as God raised Christ from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living in you. I know I talk about this Spirit living in you a lot, but if we got this revelation that you have breakthrough in your spiritual heritage. You see, I'm third generation preacher, so I have things passed down through my natural heritage and my spiritual heritage. There's things that I just do naturally and spiritually that change when my grandfather got saved from being a coal miner into a child of God, and now he created a different way of living in my heritage, my legacy, what we carry. Now my children have that now in the fourth generation, but that changed because Jesus came into my family, the Evans family, a Welsh family. He came into the Evans family, and now it changed our heritage line. When Jesus comes into you, you automatically have breakthrough in your heritage. I don't know about you, but that's pretty exciting to me. That means that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That means that greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. That means I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. If you believe that from the back to the front, to the left to the right, to online, all over the world, would you give God a shout of praise? Now, breakthrough is our spiritual heritage. Spiritual heritage. And breakthrough number two is our continuing mandate. Yeah. We don't only have it in our heritage, but now we have it as a mandate. See, salvation itself is breakthrough. It's a breaking down of defenses. It's a break in of God's blessing. Oh, I can feel the anointing right now. God is breaks into our life when He brings salvation in, and He breaks in God, the blessing of God. The gospel commission is a breakthrough commission because God wants an outbreak of the good news of salvation, of restoration, of revelation, of healing, of miracles and prosperity throughout the earth. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. There is no lack in heaven. There is health in heaven, there's freedom in heaven, there's joy in heaven, there's peace in heaven, there's favor in heaven, there's worship in heaven, there's praise in heaven. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And our mandate is to bring the kingdom of God through us. That's why we never become a church that's navel-gazing. Always outreaching, always doing things for more. That's why we plant campuses, not so that we can get more buildings or do more activities, so that more people can hear the Great Commission, that there is a good news coming their way. There's salvation and freedom and blessing and favor. There is healing for the nations. There is the power of God. We can't be just an insular-minded Christian who thinks about me, myself, and Irene. In actual fact, it's an oxymoron. For a Christian to be insular, right. Inward looking, right. Out of my innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So I carry living water, and out of that will flow blessing. So if I lock it up and put a dam there, you stop being who God created you to be. That's why I always say God's called you to be a river, not a reservoir. Yes. We better keep going. Breakthrough not only is our heritage, not only is it our continuing mandate, but breakthrough is our personal mission and mindset. See, we should always be wanting to step into breakthrough. We should always be wanting more of Christ. Jesus, all I want is you. I love that. And my heart and soul is longing just for you. You are everything. What is that? That is a pursuing of more. That is a pursuing of more of His presence, because where I'm more conscious of His presence, more breakthrough happens. So when you fill a prison with praise, you think about this, in a prison, there's Paul and Silas, everything in their situation is tying them up. So what do? They fill the prison with praise. So in other words, they say, hey, we're not satisfied with being locked up. We got to release a sound that not just releases us, but releases every prisoner. Our mandate and mindset should always be breakthrough. See, Philippians 4 says this, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things. This is the Apostle Paul writing. Or that I've reached perfection. But I press on. Everyone say press on. To possess. Everyone say possess. That perfection for which Christ first possessed me. So there is a pursuing of God. Now, I don't pursue God for favor. I pursue God from favor. See, because I can have access to God's favor because he made a way. But there's more of him to understand and there's more of him to experience. We cannot just settle with nice suburban Christianity. There has to be something more to see his kingdom come. So I press on. Paul here is speaking to take hold of which Jesus took hold of me. This is a breakthrough mentality. God has saved me for something. I have not yet attained it. There's things that I believe God has in our future that we have not yet attained. And what happens is people just get settled instead of stirred. I'm here every Sunday not to settle you, but to stir you. Oh, I'm going to encourage you to be settled from fear, but stir you to faith. You see, God doesn't want you to live in a settled mindset. It doesn't want you to live in a mindset that just like, well, I'm just going to chill. No, no, no. I chill in who I am, but because I know who I am, I got to bring his kingdom. Amen? That's a very nice clap from the first three rows. That's good. You see, I've not attained it. In his strength, I will continue to press on to build up pressure on what opposes me, knowing that breakthrough must at some point follow and I'll take more ground for Jesus. That's what I press in. See, the enemy resists. That's why the Bible says resist the enemy and he will flee. Why? Because he's resisting you stepping into something new. I'm here to tell you, this is a new year. This is a new day. His mercies are new every morning. He has something new for you today. But it comes by pressing in. If you believe that, would you give God a shout of victory in this place? Yeah. Oh, I can hear you over there at Northeast. They're at North, they're in Geelong. Love this. Breakthrough, number four, is our ultimate destiny. You know, Revelations 2 and 3 talks about this. It talks about, there's this phrase that keeps going on. Him who overcomes. God has called us to be overcomers. You're called to be an overcomer. We overcome poverty and bring blessing. We overcome sickness and we bring healing. We overcome depression and we bring praise. We overcome. God's called us to overcome. God in you, the hope of glory. We're overcomers. But God doesn't want you just to live in overcoming. He wants you to live in more than conquering. You see, God has called us to be overcomers. More than conquerors in Christ Jesus. That means that we will not only manifest breakthrough in our own victories, our own family, our own finances, our own health, that we won't only just have breakthrough in those victories. That's what a conqueror does. That's what an overcomer does. but we will lead and unlock breakthrough in the lives of others. That's what makes you more than a conqueror. So if I conquer something, I'm a conqueror. But what makes me a more than a conqueror is helping you conquer. So now I'm more than a conqueror. We are conquering together because we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of our testimony. What God did for me, He can do for you. How God had healed you, He can heal me. And all of a sudden, there is in motion this overcoming atmosphere, this overcoming place where people not only have personal victory, but at least other people's personal victory. Why do you think we do testimonies? Because testimony is do it again. If you can do it for me, you can do it for them. That's why we're here in the city, to not just overcome for ourselves, but help other people overcome. Why do you think we don't just believe in handouts, we believe in hand-ups? We're here to help, but we're here to empower. See, empowering is about you can overcome yourself. You can be a winner yourself. You can have breakthrough yourself. You can have freedom yourself. You don't have to be dependent on a person. There is only one who lives in you that can really bring you breakthrough. But because He did it for me, I want to show you how He can do it for you. Because I was lost, but now I'm found. You can be lost. You were lost and you can be found. Oh, I know what it was like to be an orphan in my thinking, but now I'm like a son. You can be a son too. We're all called to conquer, but God says, what's supernatural is a more than a conqueror. But here's where I felt we are moving into right now prophetically as a church. And I shared this with the leaders, but I didn't give the full thing that I did to the leaders because I didn't want the leaders to hear the sermon again and be bored with me. So I had to create some more things in the sermon. I'm just kidding. But this is, breakthrough happens. So I begin to look at breaking the sound barrier. And when does that breakthrough actually happen? It happens when the plane or the object goes faster than the sound. That's called breaking the sound barrier. In other words, the sound is going fast, but the object goes faster. It goes into a place where it passes sound. In actual fact, you hear the sonic boom, but the plane's already gone through. And I felt God speak to me that we are coming into a season when breakthrough happens when the object or the things we are believing for travels faster than the declarations we make. That's called warp speed. So we're about to say, God, I need this to pay for this. Oh, you provided before I even got to the end of my sentence. There's things we've been praying for years, and all of a sudden we go to pray for them again, and God's gone past. He goes, we've been praying, God, 250 people saved on a weekend. Oh, by the way, I just want you to know this. Pretty cool. In the life of our churches in Melbourne, campuses in Geelong, last year, our real vision year goes from the beginning of March to the end of February. That's really because the students, it's really around the university cycle when all the students come back is Vision Sunday. And that's where how we do all the accounting of our statistics, not financial statistics, but our how a church is going. And last year in February, I think we had over 10,000 decisions at the end of February in that year, 2018 and 19. Coming into February. So we're 2019 started March for us. And right now we are on November the 17th. And we actually have probably already done this, but on Friday, we actually didn't have boom to that stage. And we've had number of services since. We were 74 people off reaching what we did in February, at the end of February 2019. So that means that we will probably go to, we're believing for 250 people saved every week, we will probably go to 12 to 14,000 decisions for Christ in the last 12 months. See, we're praying for 250, and I believe God's saying, we hit 300. 250, we hit 400. And then we have to change our declaration to catch up with what's going on. Oh, God, we need this finance in your family. Oh, you did that. Oh, God, I got to change what I'm believing for. And I believe that's what God's about to release. Are you ready for it? So, that's a short sermon. Breakthrough is our spiritual heritage. Come, musicians. Breakthrough is our continuing mandate. Salvation is a breakthrough. Breaks down defenses, releases heaven. Breakthrough is our personal mission and mindset. Breakthrough is our ultimate destiny. We're called to be more than conquerors. And God's bringing us into a season where breakthrough happens faster. Things happen in our life faster than what our declarations actually get to finish. He's ready for that. That's called supernatural. You say, do you have a scripture for that? Yes, I do. Ephesians chapter 3:20. It says, now to him, talking about God, who is able to do super abundantly, not just abundant, super abundantly, far over and above all you dare ask. So God says, warp speed, super abundant, far over and above all you dare ask. God, I'd like my family. Oh, I'll give you my street. Oh, God, I'd like this finance. God, oh, you've given me ability to bless more people. That's why 2 Corinthians 9, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, but he who sows generously will reap generously. So people will give thanks to God for your generosity. In other words, God wants to bless us even greater than what we even declare. Why? To show how much he's not limited to just what we say. He's limited to what he wants. And as we speak, we start a process of momentum. But he says, watch what I do. I'm going to do, the actions are going to surpass even the declaration. To him who is able to do super abundantly, far over and above all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Why? To him. You know, when the early church was birthed, they tried to stop it. They tried to speak over it. They tried to limit it, but they couldn't. It just spread. You know, communism has tried to stop the church in Christianity in China. And guess what? The biggest part of the growth in the church globally is in China. Why? Because as people begin to pray, God says, you what? Outbreak, outbreak. You see, breakthrough is also outbreak. So God wants to outbreak his blessing, outbreak his kingdom, outbreak his favor, outbreak his love. Outbreak. He wants an outbreak. You see, we sometimes look at an outbreak as a bad thing, but sometimes there's a good outbreak, an outbreak of love, an outbreak of freedom, an outbreak of peace. God wants to release that through you even faster than your declaration.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Planet Shakers Church, Melbourne, Australia. For more details, check out planetshakers.com.